We're up to, I guess, if we're using the Nishar Bitochen of Art Scroll on page 13. It's in the very first parak of the Hakdoma, or the first Shar Bitochen in the Hakdoma. Says Umehem, and of the benefits he's speaking about, the benefits of Bitochin, Mehen, Shabbatech Belikim, one who puts his trust in Hashem, Yivi'ehu Bitochinoi, his Bitochin, his trust, will bring him Lefanois Esliboi Meinyone Ho'ilam, to turn his heart away from Inyone Ho'ilam. He won't think about the problems of the world. His mind is free. He's not worried. He doesn't have to worry about parnosa or any of the worldly concerns that people have. So it's be mefane liboy meinyone ho'olam uliyached levovoy leinyone ho'avodah, and to focus himself rather on his responsibilities in Avodas Hashem. And that's a very powerful benefit and a very powerful statement, because, we're good people. We want to do the calling of Hashem. We know Hashem gave us a Torah at Har Sinai. We know Hashem gave it to us for our benefit. We know that the benefit of all of the mitzvahs is to refine our character, to make us better people. And we're highly motivated to do so. We're highly motivated to observe the Torah and to learn the Torah, to observe the mitzvahs. Oh, but parnosa, problems, there's the world. There's so many things going on around us, so many problems that we have. The Baal Bitochin can turn his heart away, doesn't have to worry about any of these things. He can completely focus on his Avodas Hashem. And here he begins, the famous dogma that he gives of appreciating Bitochin. And it seems from the fact that he has to go into such a detailed moshel about an alchemist who has the ability he'll explain what he means, but it really, it seems to mean that it's not so simple for us to get this message. What does it mean in human terms that we don't have to worry about anything? What do you mean I have to worry about anything? But I need to have parnos, I need to make a living. I need to take care of my family. I need to take care of my home. I need, there's a material existence that we live in. And it's very hard to grip this idea of, I'm a Baal Bitochin, I don't have to do anything. It could be that lazy people or unrealistic people could grip that, but somebody who really thinks like, what's shaykh? I have to put food on the table. I have to pay bills. I have nothing to have to worry about. If you find it as liboy me and yoni oilam, my heart is turned away. I don't pay any attention. It's beyond our hasogma. So I think he gives this detailed example about the alchemist. He says, v'yia doime b'mnuchas nafshoi, in this tranquility, menuchas hanefesh, v'roichav liboy, and the expanse of his heart, meaning his heart is open and not cluttered with all the daily mundane issues of life, umiut da'agosoi l'inyone olomu, and the minimizing of any worry from inyone olom. I don't know, it's a miut da'agosoi, it sounds like it may not necessarily for everybody be complete, but certainly it reduces this. In this state of reduced worry, not to have to worry much about anything, is to the alchemist. What's this alchemist that he's talking about? He knows chemically, scientifically, how to transform silver to gold. Wow, that's like an endless source of gold. I guess silver is cheap and gold is gold. And copper, abedil and tin, other metals, the kesef, to turn that into silver. So he can turn copper and tin into silver, and he can turn silver into gold, al yedei chochmo maase, through his wisdom and his actions. This guy got it made. This alchemia, Baal alchemia, has nothing to worry about. He has everything taken care of. All he needs is a little bit of copper, which is very cheap. It's not difficult to acquire. And he can turn that into silver and silver into gold. He has an endless supply of all of his needs, of everything that he might need for his material existence. So he has menuchas hanefesh. Ve'oid. That's not enough. Ki aboitech belukim yeshloi olov yisroin ba'asorat dvorim. The Beitech Elikim has a benefit, has a maila, has an advantage over the Baal Kemiah in 10 things. And here he goes on to list 10 distinctions where the Baal Bitochen has it even easier and more menuchas hanefesh. He goes on and on listing them. And it would seem that, again, we need a very, very graphic picture. The concept of bitochen, the word that we take for granted, bitochen, 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 it's not a joke. It's not a word. It doesn't come automatically. It doesn't come easily. It doesn't even come from reading the authority of the Baal Chovos HaLevavos and telling us that if you have bitochen b'Hashem, you don't have to worry about anything. No, we can't bagrif it. We can't imagine it. We can't comprehend it. We need this example. The alchemist, and not only the alchemist who could change copper to silver and silver to gold, but we need to see that the Baal Bitochen has 10 graphic steps, even more than the alchemist. And it would seem the Chovos HaLevavos understood in his Das Torah, in his great wisdom, that unless he gives us the moshel of the alchemist and gives us this 10-step realization of how the Baal Bitochen has more menuchas hanefesh, has the ability to have more menuchas hanefesh than the alchemist, without that, we're not going to be able to really understand the influence that Bitochen can have on our lives. So let's see what he has to say. It says like this, Tchilosom, the beginning, of the 10 things, Shahabal o Akemio, the alchemist, Sorech Lidvorem Yuchodim Lemalocha. He needs tools, he needs equipment in order to perform this transposing of silver to gold and the choshes to silver. He says, Miuchodim Lemalocha, specialized instruments. Lo Yigome Lo Yidover Zulosam. It's impossible. He cannot possibly complete this transference without these tools. And he doesn't always have his tools. He can't always find his tools. His tools can be lost. He may not have his tools with him. He may be traveling and he doesn't have any tools with him. So it's true, this man has this koyach of transposing nechushes to silver and silver to gold, but without his tools, he can't do anything. On the contrary, the Beitech Belekim, the one who puts his trust in Hashem, Tarpoi Muvtochloi Mikol Siba Misiba Soilam. His sustenance that he needs is promised to him, is assured to him, Mikol Sibas, for any of the Sibas, any of the causes of Oilam. In other words, it can come from anywhere. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need a job, and he doesn't need a skill, and he doesn't need a tool. And he doesn't need a degree. He doesn't need education. He doesn't need anything. The Baal Bitochen, the alchemist needs tools. And if his tools are gone, he's in trouble. The Baal Bitochen, nothing. Doesn't need anything at all because he's a Baal Bitochen and he has it all made. As the Posuk says, Leman Hodiacha. The Posuk says, this comes to teach us, the Mon, Ki lo yalalechem abadu yichyeh odom, kal kol moitzo pi Hashem, Yichyeh Odom. We do not live al alechem levadui. It's al moitza pi Hashem, al that which emanates from the mouth of Hashem. That's the source of human existence. So it's a very powerful message when we, and I guess really, I think it's the concept of a moshul is a contrast. When you contrast something with something else, you see it better. See, oh look, this is, or you either contrast or you compare. So we see, look at this man. He has the ability to create gold, but he needs tools that he may not have in order to do it. The Baal Bitochen has the ability to have his complete parnosa from any source, from any seed, but he doesn't need anything for it. He doesn't need any tool or anything special. And the Mela, he's in the matzav of realization. That's he only knows, I only live by Hashem's directive. And Lamaisa, in life, it's so true. We see people who have everything, all the equipment, all the knowledge, all the wisdom, all the education, all the connections, everything would seem that they certainly should have it made. And yet, skatenished, it doesn't help. It's not totally in that. It's totally alpi Hashem yichye ha'odom. It's totally just in HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'choydev atzmai. And therefore the Baal Bitochen has the advantage over the Baal Alkamiya, because he doesn't need anything. All he does is rely on Hashem. Ki hasibos eino nifzoras mimeno b'choleisim chol mokim. He says nothing is withheld. No Siba is withheld from him in any place or any time or any place, because Hashem is all over and Hashem is all powerful and he has no limitations. The alchemist has a limitation if he loses his tools, if he doesn't have access to his tools, if he forgot the combination to his safe, but not so the Baal Bitochen. And he brings a raya from two situations, from Elio Anovi in the Oravim with the ravens and with the Isho Almono. And he was miraculously provided with cakes, with with water. Miraculously, he had nothing to eat. He could have starved to death, but no, that's it. Or the story of Avad Yohu with the Nevi'im, that they were hiding, that their lives were at stake, and the pasuk says, Vo'achbi min vie Hashem me'o'ish hamishim hamishim, that Hashem says, I hide from amongst the Nevi'im 100 Nevi'im, 50 and 50, ish b'me'ora, each one in a cave, v'achal kalem lechem v'moyim, and I will sustain them with lechem and moyim. Here they're being pursued. They're in trouble. They have no means of support. They have no means of eating, of basics of life. No, Hashem says, I take care of them. I hide them in the caves, and I will feed them with lechem u'mayim. And as the pasuk also says, kfirim roshu v'ro'evu, dor she'Hashem l'gach sulcho tov. Even the lions, you know, young lions, they could be poor or go without and hungry, but those who are dor she'Hashem, those that seek out Hashem, will not be lacking anything. And this too seems to say the Dor She Hashem or the Baal Bitochen. Because what is the Baal Bitochen? What is he really doing? He's putting his trust in Hashem. I'm searching for Hashem. I'm connecting for Hashem. I'm Derish Hashem. My search is all to him. I'm not looking for anything. I'm looking anyplace else. I don't have to look at all of the natural means and causes of everything that people have, because I search to Hashem. The lions can go hungry. They're powerful, powerful creatures. But the king of the jungle, but they're totally in teva. They may not have. But the Dorshi Hashem, the Baalei Bitochen, who seek their well-being from Hashem, those people is ein machzor, is lo yachzor kotev. And another pasuk too, Yiru as Hashem kedoshov. Holy ones, fear Hashem, ki ein machzor li reyov. There is no lack to those that put their fear in Hashem. And here too, fear of Hashem is also, what's the fear of Hashem? Doesn't mean I'm afraid of punishment, but it's this yiras, I recognize that everything's from Hashem. He's the Adon HaKol. He's the Baal HaKoyach Kulam. He's the Zonu Mefarnes. He takes care of everything. Mimela, I have that reverence and that awe for him, and therefore I put my trust in him. And when I put my trust in him, I will be lacking nothing. So that's the first thing that he says, that the advantage over the alchemist. The alchemist needs tools. He needs certain things in order to ply his trade, to be able to come up with this gold from silver and copper, but not the Baal Bitochen. The Baal Bitochen needs nothing, as we see in Tanakh. We saw it happen. The Pasuk tells us, Ki alam, ki, al kol meitzu pi Hashem yicheh odom, and we're far, far ahead, far better in this one prat than the alchemist. But then he goes on, and he goes on to another prat. He says, Vahasheni, another advantage that the Baal Bitochen has over the Baal Kamiya. He says, Ki Baal Kamiya tzorach lamaisim v'melochis. Not only does he need tools, he needs actions. He has to do melocha. He can't transform nechoshes to kesef and kesef to zov without his actions. Besides the tools, that was the first point. Actions, melocha. Lo yishlam lo yichevtso zulosam. His desire will not be fulfilled unless he has and he performs the proper actions. V'efshe sheim yisuhu reichom v'ashonom. And some of these actions may be dangerous. The odor, the smell, or the soot, the ash that comes out of this process can be dangerous to his health. They can put him to death. And if he really puts in tremendous effort and long hours of work, day and night, and the mail that could kill him. The extent, and we found people, workers under certain conditions, mine workers and this, they found that they put their lives in danger and have contracted terrible diseases. So even though, besides that, he has to work, but work can be dangerous, and he has to do dangerous work. So here we have a picture of someone who has, I guess the dugma is this amazing, maybe this ultimate power, the ability to transpose, to take cheap nechoshes, cheap tin, turn it to silver, and silver into gold. But besides his tools, he has to work hard at it, and he can get sick in the process. So he's really, with all this great talent and all this great capability that he has, he's really not in such good shape. V'habeteach bokeil, v'bitcho mehapgoyim. One who puts his trust in Hashem with trust from any negative things happening to him, any dangers, and his heart is sure from coming to finding anything bad. In other words, he's not afraid of anything bad that could happen to him. I guess, you know, similarly to the Baal Kamiya, he might be doing something that could be dangerous. So the Baal Kamiya doing something be dangerous, he puts his life on the line. The Baal Bitochen, no, Baal Bitochen, maybe he's being mishtadl, that's true, but it's irrelevant because he doesn't have to do anything dangerous. And even if he is, he's trusting Hashem, but he'll protect him. And his libo batuach from the rois, no bad is going to befall him because he has Bitochen and Hashem. He's going to be protected from evil. And this is a very beautiful thing. Everything that will come to him from Hashem will be sosei v'simcha, will be received in joy. And I think this is really something that we have to realize. This is, I think, another benefit that he hasn't underscored yet, that he seems to mention just kelachayan over here. It says, not only will the Baal Bitochen be assured of being his sustenance, his parnosa, what he needs, but anything that comes to him from Hashem. So even if Hashem seems to throw him occasionally a curveball, and even this which he's feeling right now, he doesn't understand. Well, this one doesn't seem to be such a good thing. And so, but he knows that if it's from Hashem, it's good. And he knows everything's from Hashem. So he will accept it. I think the Goyin explains Sosin and Simcha is like an inner Simcha and an outer Simcha. Total Simcha, because it's all coming from Hashem. And I know that Hashem is good and does Chesed and has rachamim and does everything good for me, and everything he does is good. The tarpei bo elov bivenucha v'hashket v'shalva, and his sustenance comes to him with menucha, rest, peace of mind, sheket hashket, quiet, and shalva and tranquility. K'mesha kosov binoy steshe yarbitzeni. He leads me in pleasant grass on the menucha sirahaleni and on waters of menucha. I guess it's a beautiful field which has the beautiful grass and it has a beautiful spring of water, and that's where he leads me. Hashem leads me. So in other words, when Hashem is leading my life, when I realize that Hashem is leading my life, when I realize that everything I do, it's really all that Hashem is doing for me. So Mamela, then it's Minoisteshe Yabitseini. He's leading me in beautiful pastures. This is such, life has challenges, that's true. Life has difficult situations. He says there are pgoim, and there are things that one might call rois. The Chofetz Chaim says we shouldn't call anything bad. We should just call it bitter. But bitter it may be, but I know I'm at peace. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Roi Lo Yechzor. He's my shepherd. I won't be lacking anything. And any challenges that I get in the process, and that's, you know, ultimately I know I'll get it. I'll have what to eat. I'll have what I need. But sometimes in the process there are challenges. I take those challenges as Binoisteshe Yarbitzeini. He's leading me in beautiful grass and by pleasant waters. I'm relaxed, I'm calm, despite whatever upheavals may be going around me, because I have trust in Hashem. He's leading. If he's leading, I have nothing to worry about. And that's the, so this is his advantage. Again, the Baal Kemiya has to act, and he can get sick from the act, and I know everything is good. I just rely on Hashem. But let's try
this. Is this second one the fact that the alchemist has to work and his work is tough, or just the fact that his work is dangerous?
Well, it sounds like he says his work is dangerous and therefore he's concerned about his work. He could be ill affected by his work. The Baal Bitochon doesn't have to worry. He may be working. I assume so that what it means is he may work and he may find, let's say, he has a problem in business today. I leave the office today and everything seems to be the market and this and that. Everything seems to be of Gehaktet Soros. But I know that Hashem will take care of me. Hashem Roi Lo Yechzor. Bino Yisteshe Yar Bitzeni. I'm Mei Menuchos. Today, I'm in the office. It's Mei Menuchos. Mat Mei Menuchos. You know, I remember the time where I'm not saying, you know, not saying it was real, but people in my office in LA used to say, well, why don't you take a tranquilizer? You know, and because things were so hectic. And I says, you know, make a mistake. I don't need a tranquilizer. The people who see me may need tranquilizers. But in my heart, I know. I think I was just saying it, you know. But in my heart, I know there's nothing. I am tranquil. I have to be tranquil. Because Hashem is conducting everything. If I'm conducting, if it's my business, if I have to do things and I see danger, danger is danger. Whatever I see from Hashem, it's me menucha yisina haleini. Okay, let's try to get one little more. The third thing, he says, he can't trust anyone with his secret, the Baal Kemiya. He says, if I give you my secret, you're going to start doing it, you'll compete with me, and who knows what's going to be. I'll be in trouble. My business is not secure if I give away my secret. I don't know, maybe there's a limit of supplies, of nechushas, whatever, but it's not so poshut. He keeps guards his secret well. He says, I don't have to be afraid of anybody. I don't have to be afraid of anyone. I have no one to be afraid of. Because of my bitochon, I'm not afraid of anyone. Abel, who is poor boy? I'm proud of my business. I'll share with you my secret, because my secret you can't compete with. You can't diminish my secret by your joining, by your knowing the secret. So he says, Adarabba, not only is he not afraid of losing it, but he says, Abulhum is spoilable. He brags about it. He's proud of it. Kemoish Omra Dovin Amelech Olav Ashlom Astov and Versen, Pelikim Botachti Loiro Mayas Eliodom. I put my trust in Hashem. I have nothing to be afraid of. What can a person do to me? The Baal Bitochon is in such a situation that he puts his trust in Hashem, and there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing. There's no competition. There's no stealing my formula. Maybe in the, if he gives him the secret, maybe he'll take it away from him altogether. I don't know. At the Baal Kemiya. But no, there's no form. There's no stealing my form. There's no danger. Nothing is in danger. Nothing is nothing. Nothing to worry about. Because when I put my trust in Hashem, that my Yasali Odom. And I think that this is a very important point to stop for a moment. You know, we live in precarious times. You know, the financial news that we hear is scary. What to be afraid of? World events, powers that are riling up their people and rallying to literally who knows what to do to this world, turn the world upside down. It's what to be afraid of. Illness, good news here, good news there, but so much goes on. There's what to be afraid of. Parnosa, of course, is what to be afraid of. A shiduchim, there's certainly what to be afraid of. And the reality is that we have to realize, no. He says, Berikim botachni lo iro. I put my trust in Hashem. Nothing to be afraid of. Ma yase li odom. Ma yase odom li. What can a person do to me? Nobody can do anything to me. I don't have to be afraid of anything or anyone. And even the most powerful forces, even the most powerful nations, even the most dangerous threats. But ma yase li odom. Nobody. Okay. Hashem li l'ra ma'asim li'odam. There's nothing to be afraid of. And that's very, very critical today. And of course, the contrast to the Baal Kemiya is that his whole power, his whole sustenance, his whole chius is his formula to be able to do this. And if someone says, I guess the formula is written down, maybe he doesn't know it by heart. If it's stolen from him, he's finished. So he has fear. He lives in fear. Here he is with the elixir of life, gold. It's not appropriate word for it, but gold. He has the ability to create gold, but it's a formula. If he loses the formula, he doesn't have it. We don't need formulas. We don't need anything. We're not afraid of anything because it's only trust in Hashem. And I think once again, the contrast brings out the point. It allows the message to penetrate. Look what it means. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be lost. People have to be afraid because if they lose the formula, they don't have anything. No, we have no formulas. We have nothing. There's only one formula. Bedekim botachti lo ira. I put my trust in Hashem and I need not be afraid of anything. That is the formula. Ma'yaseh li odom. And it's so critical today. In the massive in which we live, in the sakuras that we face, in the unknowns that surround us, that when we know this, I put my trust in Hashem. I have nothing. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to have anything. I don't have to worry about anything. There's nothing to be lost. There's nothing to be done. There's nothing to be changed. It's all trust in Hashem, and that, of course, is the ultimate source of menuchas hanefesh. Okay, so I think we'll be up next time to the fourth mila that the Baal Bitochen has over the optimist. Kol Tuv.